In the middle of June, you don't normally find Viking fans converging on U.S. Bank Stadium, but they were lined up down the street. A night where the players aren't taking the field, but rather putting on an apron and getting ready to serve. It was a party with a purpose that combined 20 local restaurants and numerous beer and wine companies at U.S. Bank Stadium, all to support childhood hunger.
Well, Taste of the NFL was started here in Minnesota at Super Bowl in 1992, and it had one mission, to raise awareness and dollars for hunger. So as we extend this out to the teams, it's the same thing. It's to raise awareness and dollars for hunger, except it's 100% of the funds here will stay locally to help families in Minnesota. Second Harvest Heartland will receive all the funds through the Vikings Children's Foundation, and then those dollars will go to help feed kids in the summertime, probably the most desperate need during the time of the year for kids to make sure they get a good meal. And so that this thing is 100% going to help families here in Minnesota, and hats off to the Vikings.
The Taste of the Vikings event is a night which gives fans a chance to sample the finest food and wine the Twin Cities has to offer. But to make it even better, fans get a chance to meet and greet the Vikings players and coaches, and it all helps feed kids in need.
Second Harvest Heartland is so proud to be partnered with the Vikings Children's Fund on this. And the Vikings Children's Fund dollars to Second Harvest Heartland are all about helping kids get the meals that they need to thrive. 1 in 6 kids in Minnesota, here in the breadbasket of the world's wealthiest nation, are struggling to find food. And so Second Harvest Heartland knows how to reach those kids. And with the help of the Vikings Children's Fund Child Hunger Program, that's exactly what we do, is make sure they get lunches on weekends and over the summer when some of those meals from school might be shut down.
It's always good to do things for a good cause, just for the simple fact of we're blessed to get a chance to have a lot. So it's always great to be able to give back.
The impact on a night like this stretches across thousands of families in need throughout the area. The Summer Lunch Program was launched in 2008 with the purpose of addressing childhood hunger. Teaming with Second Harvest Heartland, the program has made a major influence on those in need by feeding thousands of young kids over the years.
Yeah, so a couple things. First of all, Second Harvest Heartland allows us to take $1 raffle ticket, we can turn into nearly $8 worth of grocery products. And so we give those out through food shelves, some of the homeless shelters that we work that are serving families and kids, but also through summer meal programs, which is one of our biggest sources to help kids get those meals over the summer when they're not in school.
For the first time, the Vikings hosted their annual Taste of the Vikings event in June as a way to kick off the fundraising for the upcoming school year. Raising funds in the summer to help those kids in need get the proper lunch and nutrition when the school season started. A great reason for fans, players, and restaurants to show up on a June night at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah, I spend most of my time walking around saying thank you to show up for the players and the staff. It's an unbelievable show of support. And so when they're here putting their full weight behind this and messaging that this is important to the Vikings, people understand and people want to rally to that cause. So it's huge in terms of our ability to get our word out, and also it attract people to learn a little bit more about the importance and the prevalence of hunger in our community.
It's really cool. Obviously, it's a great venue. You know, we get to play here. It's great that we get to host events here. I've been doing the Taste of the Vikings for a couple years now. It's always a good time, obviously for a great cause. And so you get to meet a lot of the fans, get to interact. And then when you're kind of done doing your shift, you get to go mess with your teammates while they're working their shift and go sample a bunch of good food and find some new restaurants that you haven't tasted yet in the Minneapolis area. So I love this event here.